In this bulletin, all residents at Sydney's Opal Tower to be relocated over the next 24 hours. Disappointment over Japan's decision to withdraw from the International Whaling Commission. And Western Sydney Wanderers midfielder Rolly Bonvasia accuses Adelaide United fans of making racist comments. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. All residents from Sydney's Opal Tower will be relocated in the next 24 hours. Residents were evacuated on Monday following reports of loud cracking. Specialist investigators have been appointed to determine what's causing the issue. The Australian government has expressed extreme disappointment at Japan's decision to withdraw from the International Whaling Commission. Japan says it will withdraw from the commission in July and resume commercial whaling. Speaking to radio station 2GB, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Japan's decision is regrettable.
We have remained resolutely opposed to all forms of commercial and so-called scientific whaling for many years now, and we will continue to absolutely support the Commission's global moratorium. In fact, in the last meeting recently in South America, that was reaffirmed, and Australia was a strong proponent in that discussion.
Meanwhile, conservationists are urging countries to stay committed to protecting whales. Humane Society International worker Nicole Bainon says they're concerned more than just whales will be impacted negatively by Japan's decision.
What we're concerned about is a new era of pirate whaling opening up in the Northern Hemisphere. We are concerned that it might encourage other countries to leave the IWC and to follow the example of Japan. And it also concerns us because Japan is walking away from multilateralism, from the rules-based order and the international agreements that there are to conserve marine wildlife.
A man has been airlifted to hospital after falling about 15 metres off a cliff in northern Sydney. Emergency services were called to the Elanora Heights area just after 9 a.m. after the man fell while rock climbing. The 40-year-old has been taken to Royal North Shore Hospital for treatment. A New Zealand man has drowned at a waterfall in Victoria. Police were called to Mackenzie Falls around 6 p.m. yesterday after the 27-year-old fell into the rock pool. A witness tried to rescue the man but was unable to reach him. The latest death is the fifth drowning in the country in just 3 days. Authorities are urging beachgoers to stick to patrolled areas. Australian actress Penny Cook has died aged 61 after a battle with breast cancer. Cook was best known for her role as Vicky in A Country Practice between 1981 and 1985. She also spent a number of years as a presenter on The Great Outdoors. The death toll from the tsunami that hit Indonesia last weekend has reached 430, with 159 people still missing. Thousands have been left homeless in western Java and southern Sumatra. Search and rescue operations are still underway on both islands. Rescue worker Hendra Manalu says it's been an upsetting task.
I've been here since day one. Everyone is devastated. People are looking for family members, trying to collect lost belongings and seeing what's left of their homes.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin says Russia will deploy its first hypersonic nuclear missiles next year, a weapon which he declares will ensure the country's security for years to come. The new missile system, called Avangard, is easy to manoeuvre, which means it can avoid missile detection systems. President Putin praised the new weapon after watching a test run of the missile from Russia's Defence Ministry in Moscow. He says the new Avangard system is a great success for the country and will strengthen Russia's defence.
Dear comrades, I would like to address, before anyone else, the managing engineer, the engineers, the workers, to everyone who created this prominent arms system. I congratulate you on this great event in the history of military power and in the matter of ensuring the security of the Russian state.
Adelaide United says it's working with Dutchman Rolly Bonvasia, who has alleged he was the subject of a racist remark last night. The Wanderers midfielder tweeted, "Next time, keep the racist comments to yourself, Adelaide United fans. don't ruin the game, following his side's 2-2 draw at Hindmarsh Stadium in Adelaide. The incident is believed to have occurred in the second half. Football Federation Australia has joined the Reds in stating their condemnation of racism. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 26. Adelaide, cloudy and 39 degrees. Similar conditions in Melbourne, a top of 34. Hobart, a shower or two and 27. Canberra, mostly sunny, 38. Wollongong, similar, 27. Sydney should be sunny and 29, much the same in Newcastle, 33. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, showers with a possible storm, 28. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.